Letterkenny is a town that's really developed an awful lot over the last 25 years. We've seen huge growth in the town. I mean, we now have a university that's been one of the most successful universities in the whole country. It's about the development of the region. Letterkenny and Derry is the northwest city region. We have over 5,500 foreign direct investment jobs in Letterkenny. I suppose if there was one area that would like to see more development, then that's the whole area of housing. So hopefully the decisions we've taken will allow that development.
A number of compromises with regards to the acceptance of the plan, particularly in relation to the area south of the Swilly and also the area which are potentially located on floodplains. Do you believe that the right compromise has been reached? There is still a potential, the Director of Services warned, that this could ultimately go to the Minister.
Well, you see, what we have now, we have the Office of the Planning Regulator, and we have people, if you like, overseeing that. What we need to try and do is get a balance. And I think, to be fair to the Council Executive, they've been very generous in this whole area. I think they want to encourage development. And in some areas, including the south of the Swilly, it's going to take some capital investment. We know exactly what's needed there. The South Letterkenny Relief Road is moving on at different stages. We have the North Letterkenny Relief Road and the Windy Hall. And the biggest game changer will be the TNT project, which is the Bunagee Link. That's at an advanced stage now. We've seen an awful lot of work over the last number of years. As a council, we are being very progressive, and I think that has been our success over the years. I think it's an exciting time for us going forward, and that's the message we want to send out.